I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Celebrations will take place across the state today to commemorate Juneteenth, the oldest known holiday recognizing the end of slavery in America. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
I'm just so happy that we're finally celebrating something that needed to be celebrated.
State Senator Donzella James of College Park helped make Juneteenth an officially recognized holiday in Georgia in 2011. The celebration dates back to 1865, where Union soldiers brought news of the Emancipation Proclamation to slaves in Texas 2 years after it was signed. With several events taking place this past weekend, more Juneteenth festivities are scheduled all around Georgia, including in Athens, Atlanta, Augusta, Snellville, and Tybee Island. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
An attorney has resigned from an Atlanta task force meant to ensure transparency amid a federal corruption investigation. Joe Whitley works at a firm that legally represents the city. The AJC reports Joe Whitley's appointment to the Task Force for the Promotion of Public Trust effectively allowed him to make decisions that could impact his business. Atlanta has paid Whitley's firm, Baker Donaldson, millions of dollars over the past 3 years to respond to federal subpoenas and public records requests. Well, the name selected for the new bank created by the merger of Atlanta-based SunTrust Banks and North Carolina-based BB&T is being challenged in court for trademark infringement. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports that a Winston-Salem, North Carolina federal credit union, known as Truliant, is claiming that the name Truist, chosen for the newly merged SunTrust and BB&T, is likely to, quote, cause confusion among the consuming public, purchasers of personal and commercial financial services as to the source, approval, sponsorship, or affiliation of the merged bank's services with like services of Truliant. Billboards telling stories of recovery from addiction are going up across the state. The Georgia Recovers campaign was announced earlier this month. The people featured live in the communities where the billboards are displayed and present a positive message. Neil Campbell is the executive director of the Georgia Council on Substance Abuse.
Yeah, this is a statewide anti-stigma campaign. So the mission is to lift up the voices of recovery so that we can show that people do get better.
Campbell says the marketing campaign is funded by some of the $10 million Congress approved last year for addiction recovery in Georgia. And in sports, the Braves and the Mets wrap up their series tonight at SunTrust Park. First pitch at 7:20. New York topped Atlanta 10-2 in last night's game. And in soccer, Atlanta United defeated the Columbus Crew by a score of 3-2 last night to advance to the quarterfinals in the U.S. Open Cup, which continues next month. United returns to regular season action next Wednesday when they travel to Canada to face Toronto FC. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.